This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. I chose to read today's book, French Exit, by Patrick DeWitt, because it keeps showing up on lists of best books of 2018. Its subtitle is A Tragedy of Manners. I confess to being excited by books of less than 250 pages that have plenty of dialogue. Sometimes I just want to race through a book. And it's possible to race through this one, but sometimes you might just want to slow down so you don't miss DeWitt's skill with a phrase, with conversation, with his word choices. I'm not always a patient reader of this sort of novel that begins as a romp of clever conversation among fairly despicable people. French Exit begins as Frances Price and her son Malcolm are leaving a New York party. Malcolm has stolen a picture from the hostess. He throws away the picture within it and pockets the possibly jade frame. Once home, his mother Frances blows cigarette smoke into the face of their elderly cat. The gist of this comic tragedy is that Frances Price, a 60-ish New York matron, has run out of money and must give up her extravagant lifestyle. She liquidates her belongings, buys tickets for an Atlantic crossing, and heads off to Paris with her son Malcolm to live in a spare apartment owned by her lifelong best and only friend, Joan. Here is how DeWitt describes that friendship. Their friendship began with a pistol shot, it seemed. They loved each other from the start, and it had been this way all the time since. Now, so many years later, Joan was the only one Frances could be herself with, though this isn't accurately stated since it wasn't as if Frances suddenly unleashed her hidden being once Joan arrived. Let it be said instead that she did, in Joan's company, become a person she was only with Joan, a person she liked becoming. Joan had many friends, but beyond Malcolm, Frances had only Joan. Frances was married to an attorney who was known as a person who defended people who were indefensible, like cigarette companies and corporations that ignored environmental regulations. Frances herself became notorious when she spent a weekend skiing after finding her husband dead in their apartment. She waited until her return to call authorities. About the time that I began to tire of DeWitt's cleverly devised characters, the action shifted from New York to Paris, and the novel made the turn from comedy to tragedy. All along, DeWitt has inserted intimations of mortality, and those develop some steam as a remarkably varied cast of characters crowds the apartment where Frances and Malcolm stay. The phrase, French exit, usually refers to a guest leaving a party without saying goodbye. And the reader begins to see how the title may foretell that story both figuratively and literally. For the most part, DeWitt manages this turn gracefully. He keeps from falling off a maudlin cliff with some supernatural aspects that somehow make perfect sense. Frances's dead husband's soul occupies the cat, called Small Frank, who also goes along to Paris. A fortune teller Malcolm sleeps with on board the ship sees a green aura around those who are near death. Their existence somehow keeps the story from bogging down when the sad truths of Frances and Malcolm come to light. Frances's mother was pathologically unable to be at all kind to her, and in turn, Frances sent Malcolm away to boarding school, leaving him there in the summers with no awareness of how uncared for he would be. I have reasons for both loving and hating this excerpt of the description of Malcolm's summer, essentially on his own. Malcolm's days grew interminable. His boredom so acute he felt he could scream or slap his own face. He had never once taken up a book for pleasure, but now passed dense hours reading novels curled up on the deep brown velvet couch in the librarian's office. The librarian was named Ms. Roach, and the boys all loved her because she was quietly kind and would tell no secrets of herself. Malcolm inspected her workspace for something personally illuminative, but he found nothing, every drawer clean as a pin. He had the sense Ms. Roach enjoyed her work there, and so he too was pleased to be passing time in her office. But he soon came to learn that books were not the solution in entirety. They were about life, but they were not life itself. And he closed them up and put them away, Summer break was two-thirds past. All of this leads to the expected tragic conclusion, successfully kept from seeming as sad as it is by the overall comic structure of the novel. In that structure, this book reminds me of the 2018 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel Less by Andrew Sean Greer. And as it turns out, Greer wrote one of the author comments on the back of this book's jacket. Among his comments, Greer notes that French Exit has enough charm to last you long after you've put it down, which is what so many of us need in a book. Quite a while after I put it down, I find my thoughts returning to some of the characters here. Madeline, the fortune teller, sees a green aura around those who are near death. When it's suggested that she could save lives with this skill, she responds with a shake of her head and says, "The greenness isn't a signal that someone's in danger of dying, it's that they're going to." Madeline also has one of my favorite lines in this novel, offering comfort to a woman who has burst into tears from the frank conversation at a drunken party. Madeline pats the woman on the back and says, "Please don't cry. Your makeup's going to run, and there is so much of it." When I reflect on the likely audience for a quality book, I often mention book groups, and this may be an exception to that pattern. The characters in this tragicomedy defy discussion. They are well-drawn, hilarious, and yet also poignant, but they are not deep. They won't easily bear a rational analysis of their motivations, nor many attempts by readers to identify with them. The gift of French Exit is simply the experience of enjoying it, suspending disbelief, letting clever phrases roll off the tongue, reading excerpts aloud, and laughing out loud. I've noted before my dismay that authors of funny books don't get the respect they deserve. Let's give Patrick DeWitt credit for crafting this gift of a short novel that moves so deftly from New York to Paris and from life to death, and then wrapping it up in language that sparkles and shines enough that it hides the enormous talent behind it. The book is French Exit, A Tragedy of Manners by Patrick DeWitt, published in 2018 by HarperCollins. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.